EO 1230 AM, W255DN Wausau. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Police in Boulder, Colorado say at least eight people were injured, one critically, when a man yelling "Free Palestine" lobbed Molotov cocktails at demonstrators honoring Israeli hostages in Gaza. CBS's Naomi Ruckham.
A U.S. official confirms to CBS News that the suspect is an Egyptian national who overstayed his visa after entering the U.S. in August of 2022. He has recently lived in Colorado Springs.
Russia and Ukraine meet in Turkey for peace talks a day after Ukrainian drones hit 40 bombers deep inside Russian territory. Military expert Matthew Schmidt.
There's no option but for Putin to react more aggressively.
Police in Catawba County, North Carolina, are asking the public for tips after one person was killed in a mass shooting at a house party.
A dozen total injuries. One of those dozen is deceased. Another is critically injured. The rest are in area hospitals.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. We are in a rare moment right now in Wisconsin politics. Why, you ask? Well, it's because we are not actively in the middle of a campaign cycle. It's been more than 6 weeks now since any of us have seen a campaign ad. It's been pretty nice, hasn't it? The moment we're in is as close as we're going to get to a political off-season here in Wisconsin. And we need to take advantage of this moment by taking action to improve our democracy. That means taking steps to address money in politics, cleaning up some issues with election administration, and creating a long-term plan for nonpartisan redistricting. In some cases, we can't make these kinds of changes in the middle of a campaign, so we need to be thinking about what we can do now. There's a lot both parties can agree on here, too. So let's make some moves this offseason, Wisconsin. Seize this moment to make a better, stronger, more inclusive democracy.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
For WXCO News, I'm Melissa Kay. Gas prices fell 7.1 cents over the last week for an average of $2.96 today. This is 1.5 cents higher than a month ago and over 36 cents lower than this time last year. Officials at Gas Buddy say while the rest of the nation has seen a gentle descent in prices, the Great Lakes region has seen notable declines after a minor refinery issue was resolved. Gasoline inventories are somewhat tight heading into summer. However, increased refinery output should help to bring future price declines. Officials did warn that unexpected outages could still cause short-term price bumps. Prices in central Wisconsin today range from $2.87 to $2.93 per gallon. It's Pride Month, and the Pride flag is now flying at the state capitol. Savannah Tome Olson takes us to the flag-raising ceremony.
This is the seventh year the Pride flag has flown at the state capitol. Governor Tony Evers got emotional during the flag-raising ceremony.
They pretended trans and queer folks weren't there at Stonewall in June of 69.
On to Cincinnati. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers at Great American Ballpark tonight to open a three-game set against the Cincinnati Reds, the crew coming off a 5-2 win over the Phillies yesterday to complete the sweep, but they lost designated hitter Christian Yelich, hit by a pitch from the Phillies left-hander Ranger Suarez in the first inning.
Yeah, he got me pretty good. I hit the knob a little bit, just crushed the bottom of my hand also, so it is what it is. That stuff happens, but swelled up and made it tough to grip the bat. And, you know, it's your bottom hand, so you don't have that. It's not strong enough, so made it tough.
X-rays after the game were negative. In golf, Maya Stark of Sweden, the winner of the Women's U.S. Open at Erin Hills in Wisconsin. She says she reached out to her coach at the start of the week for some last-minute pointers.
You know, I had my coach here this week, and I texted him a couple of things, and I said, what do I do if my putting feels like this? And he just nailed the advice this week.
That's golfer Maya Stark with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
We are going to have more of that smoky haze in the sky today, otherwise partly cloudy and warm with a high in the mid to upper 80s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy this evening, scattered showers and thunderstorms late tonight are low in the mid to upper 60s. Tomorrow and tomorrow night, showers and thunderstorms with some heavy rain. Highs tomorrow in the low to mid 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 50.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Positive psychology coach Kira Sabin. It is great to have you back.
I love the idea of self-help, but there's also something called community help. We have become so divided. We've forgotten that our neighbor is really nice and makes great cookies and probably yes. has the same concerns on a daily basis that you do. I think that we think things have changed, and I think we're just have stopped talking to each other.
Catch the Todd Allbaugh Show at its new time, weekdays 2 to 4 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel.
The Trump administration arresting and deporting these supposed gang members without giving them due process is one of the steps to becoming an authoritarian government.
Dale, thank you so much for the call. And again, I second all of that. Bring them all back and afford them the due process that's a part of our nation, a part of this law, and a part of our tradition in administering justice.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. Jay Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, America's credit has been downgraded. What does that mean for Wisconsinites? Hour number two, we go beyond the cheese. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11. This is Bull Falls Radio, WXCO.
Live across Wisconsin on Civic Media, you're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, powered by Up North News. Now, from our Lake Wissota studio, here is the founding editor of Up North News, Pat Kreitlow.
Well, hey there, Wisconsin. Good morning. It is 6:06 on this Monday morning, June 2nd, 2025. It's another beautiful morning to have you here up north. Live from Lake Wissota, from wherever you're spending your mornings, listening across the Civic Media Radio Network, or listening to us on the app, watching us on YouTube or Facebook, listening by podcast. Thank you for starting your day and your week right here. My thanks to Todd Allbaugh for his capable job of filling in on Friday while I was traveling. And along the lines of that traveling, I've got a question for you. And it's mostly for you empty nesters. Isn't it the craziest of bittersweet feelings to spend time with kids and grandkids, and you say goodbye, and you feel so sad, and yet so good at how you're watching your kids and grandkids building their own lives, and you're feeling good that you get to carry on back in your own routine? There is nothing like a right-sized visit. If the visit's too brief, you are extra sad. If the visit's a little too long, you start to get on each other's nerves. And I am happy to say it was a right-sized visit this weekend. The Mountain West is just so gorgeous this time of year. And to be there and see our first grandson graduate high school just made it that much more magical. It's at an area there in Idaho where, you know, the elevations are, you know, 7,000 feet or so. And so there's just a little patch of snow left on top of most of the mountains, except the tallest ones, like the Tetons, still have a good layer of snow because they're so much higher. But you just see these patches of snow. Well, they look like patches. If you were actually up there, you see there's still pretty big areas of snow. But they're shrinking, and they tend to disappear for good about July 1st. And then about October 1st, it starts to snow again. So that very short summer in the Mountain West is coming. And it's gorgeous, and it was a lovely trip. And again, thanks to Todd and everybody for the filling in so that I could go attend the young man's graduation. Coming up on the program today, we have always known that our fresh water in Wisconsin is the envy of the country, especially in areas that are struggling to maintain drinking water supplies. But out-of-state interests are now trying to steal our fresh water, not just for drinking, but in this case, for recreational use, with little to no concern for the harm that their big old wake boats can do to water quality, to our shorelines, and to the quieter uses of the lakes by others. So we're going to review a new court case that threatens to bankrupt our smaller communities because our legislature remains as inactive on the issue as a dead fish bobbing on the surface. The latest trend in sports isn't on the field, it isn't on the court, it's name, image, licensing deals that allow student-athletes to make money through endorsement deals without jeopardizing their amateur athletic status. The NCAA has had it for a couple of years now. And now the WIAA is going down that road with high school sports. We'll talk to Civic Media's Jimmy Koska about the opportunities and the risks that come with mixing business cash with young people trying to excel in athletics and get an education. Emphasis on education. Also coming up, you know Shawano County is a big-time liberal enclave, right? Oh, wait, it's not. It is solidly Republican territory, where the county board even went so far a couple of years back to declare itself a Second Amendment sanctuary. So you can imagine the surprise when the county made a list put out by the Trump administration last week of places hostile to their anti-immigrant activities. We will explain this latest example of how competence in public service has been replaced by blind loyalty, complete with spelling errors, fake medical studies, and all kinds of unintended consequences when you play footsie with fascism. Along the way, you can join the show, of course, at 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. You can use that number as well to reach us by text. You can use the Civic Media app to call or text the show, and you're going to want to keep that app handy for texting purposes, because something big begins less than an hour from now in terms of texting and winning cool stuff. If you are watching the show on Facebook or YouTube, you can make a question appear or a comment appear in the comment section. And again, it's the Up North News Facebook page, the Up North News YouTube page, the Civic Media Facebook page, and the Civic Media YouTube page. You can send us an email as well, radio@upnorthnewswi.com. Oh, I missed one of those new features. On the app, there's also a voice note feature, so you can text us, or you can use the voice note feature and record a little message, and we might play it on the air as well. And by the way, speaking of podcasts from earlier, if you want to catch us by podcast, you can certainly do so through the Civic Media website at civicmedia.us, but you can also catch us on Apple and Spotify. And so if you're an Apple or a Spotify user, be sure to add our podcast to your rotation. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot says it is going to be mostly sunny today, breezy, rather warm, maybe hot would be a better way to put it, mid-80s, pushing 90 today in parts of Wisconsin with a south-southwest wind at 10 to 20 miles an hour. And then for tonight, increasing clouds and mild. There's a good chance of showers late in the northwestern half of the state. Lows tonight in the low to mid-60s with a south-southwest wind around 10 miles an hour. And then the fever breaks for tomorrow after we get through the heat of today. We start to get stormy, and then we start to cool off with temps in a much more comfortable range of mid-70s or so throughout the rest of the week. So, again, that's the latest from meteorologist Brittany Merlot, and we will get forecast updates all throughout the day. Here across the Civic Media Radio Network, Parker Olson is standing by as well, down in Madison in lovely Studio A2, where there is now something on the wall, kids. Good morning, Mr. Olson. Did you put that Civic Media banner up all by yourself?
I did. Can you believe it? I got the thumbtacks and everything.
Wait, you actually did do this?
Yeah, I put it up on Friday, I think, yeah.
Okay, I'd like to state for the record that we have been badgering Luke Mathers and others to take care of this, and you did it without delay, first thing.
Yeah. Okay. I was like, hey, there's a banner right there on the shelf. Where are the thumbtacks? Because here, I'll show you. I'm like, all right, cool.
This is great. Tony on YouTube says, boo, we need dear leader pictures of Luke and Greg. Well, no, Luke couldn't get the job done, so... I'd say Greg too, but I know he's lurking around there someplace, and we don't want. But speaking of which, our friend Greg had quite the weekend. I saw Bobcat Goldthwait, and who was the other comedian? Was it Dana Gould?
Dana Gould.
Oh, there he is, the disembodied voice of Greg Bach, saying that it was a great weekend at the Laughing Tap. So, Greg, I hope that made you happy. I hope it was a lot of fun. And that's just where we're going to leave it. So, Parker, how was your weekend?
It was very good. I worked a couple of Mallards games, caught a ball while working a camera. That was fun.
Whoa. Where was the camera?
So we do, our camera is literally like next to the dugout on the field.
Which side?
First or third base dugout in this game.
Okay.
Went off the netting and then just came right to me, stuck a hand out, snagged it out from a player who was about to grab it.
Sure.
Not a playing player. He was on the bench. Yeah. Don't worry. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Did that. Also deflected another one, which definitely would have hit me in the head or the camera, like in the lens.
You say you deflected it, but not with your head, is what you're saying?
Yeah, got a good hand in there. I was a little I was a little red for a minute, but we're good now. So that's all right.
That's funny that you say that, because I've caught one foul ball, and you know it wasn't gonna do damage unless it hit you just right. But in a different game, I did get hit just right and jammed a finger, not with a foul ball, but with a T-shirt.
Dude,
from one of those T-shirt guns, you know,
yeah,
that launches them up into the stands, and it's coming straight down, you know, like a missile. And I reach up to get it, and this rolled up T-shirt just hits right the tip of the finger, and just jams it. But I'll never forget the foul ball though, because I was in the bleachers. This was a St. Paul Saints game, just like the Mallards, same kind of setup at the stadium there, and I'm in the first base bleachers. And it was one of those where you could not have designed this better. I mean, like the moment it came off the bat, I knew it was, you could just see it's coming right for me in a way that it wasn't that hard hit. I'm like, I can actually catch this thing. And I actually did catch this thing and did not embarrass my kids, you know, in the process of doing it.
There you go.
So, but that's part of the fun of, you know, of going to a baseball game, of baseball overall. But you know what else is more fun about baseball?
What's that?
When your team is on a 7-game winning streak.
This is,
I specifically recall saying to you and to the listeners on Thursday before I took off, you know, Brewers are doing good. They got, you know, they've won 4 games in a row, but you know, temper your expectations. They're going to Philly. Philly's got the second best record in the major leagues. They've won 9 out of their last 10. Well, not anymore. The Brewers swept the Phillies in Philadelphia with scores that were ridiculous. I think Saturday's was what, 17-7,
something
like that.
Yeah,
it was. And yesterday they were down 2-0 early, but they managed to come back and beat the Phillies 5-2. So that's a 3-game sweep, and they extend their winning streak to 7 games. This is amazing stuff. I mean, the bats were going crazy this weekend.
I can't believe, I genuinely did not think I would see a win streak of more than 2 games this year. So this has all been like baffling to me the start.
When I said on Thursday, I said it's their second 4-game win streak of the season. They had a 4-game win streak the second week of the season after being swept by the Yankees to start the season. And I thought, well, that's probably it. You know, 2 4-game win streaks and blah, blah, blah. No, the bats have come alive. The fielding, it's like the gloves all of a sudden got really sticky, and that's, you know, that's good. It was Milwaukee's first series sweep in Philadelphia since 2015. There was a downside in that Christian Yelich got hit with a pitch in the hand, right hand. It's a bruise. X-rays were negative, so it's a day-to-day thing. He's batting 233 this season, but he leads the team with 12 home runs and 39 RBIs. And so obviously we're hoping for some quick healing there. The big series this weekend was supposed to be the Dodgers-Yankees. And what was that score on Saturday? It was like 18-2.
Something, yeah.
Dodgers just crushed the Yankees. Although I'm also seeing like how many home runs does Aaron Judge have now? It's like, I don't know, 200, it feels like. I mean, just so many home runs. Not taking any away from Yelich with his 12, but holy cow. The bats, when you look at the Yankees and Dodgers and you're thinking, wow, these are giants, not the San Francisco kind. But it was just a good baseball weekend overall. A lot of fun to watch. And hopefully Yelich doesn't do something like last season where he missed exactly 50% of the games on the season. You know, but that was a back issue, not a hand issue. So hopefully things are back for that. Anyway, what happens next? Well, the Brewers head to Cincinnati for a road trip that continues. And things will begin with a first pitch at 6:10. So I believe pregame should be about 5:35 here across the Civic Media Radio Network. Evening games in Cincinnati tonight and tomorrow. And then a day game on Wednesday
First pitch will be at 11:40 in the morning. So, again, a nice early pregame. Brewers versus Cincinnati. Let's take a pause here. From the heart of America's Up North, live from Lake Wissota on the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm Pat Kreitlaw.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, Wausau's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Summer, summer, summer.
It's our Scotty Summer statewide text to win contest on your local Civic Media radio station. For a complete list of contest rules, log on civicmedia.us/contest-terms.
It's June Dairy Month, and though more than 5 million people call Wisconsin home, we share our state with close to 1.5 million cows. Those beautiful animals. Okay, I grew up on a dairy farm outside of Green Bay. They've been here since before we became a state. Can you answer this? Most of our cows' milk currently makes which product? Is it butter, cheese, or ice cream? The answer coming up. Wisconsin's first official milk plant. 1894 in the Waupun area of Fond du Lac County. Fast forward more than 120 years, now farmer-owned with a second location in the Outagamie County village of Black Creek, the Saputo plant is even featured on History Channel's Modern Marvels for its award-winning cheesemaking. So did you guess? Most of her cow's milk, 90% of it currently makes cheese. Gouda for you. Celebrating our dairy farmers with this slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Today's job market is full of demand for skilled trade workers. Electricians, welders, mechanics, these and other trades are the backbone of every community. They're also a huge part in making sure the Army National Guard is always fulfilling its mission of service to our country and communities. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and supplies moving. The skilled trades these soldiers perform are the same ones needed in today's civilian workforce. Army National Guard soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. With options from plumber to helicopter mechanic and everything in between, soldiers are able to select the trades that best fit their lives. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession and serve your community and country by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Download the Civic Media app in the Google Play or Apple App Store and take us everywhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
All right, well, my clock says we should be here, so I'm just going to continue to prattle on here and tell you that the Brewers-Red Series does indeed get started at 5:35 tonight on several Civic Media stations, Richland Center, Oshkosh. We're seeing Kenosha Park Falls and, of course, the newest Brewers affiliate up north, WBZH in Hayward, 5:35 this evening, 5:35 tomorrow, and then 11:05 in the morning will be the start on Wednesday for that series between the Brewers and Cincinnati. Let's see. Since we last spoke, the NBA and NHL finals are set. The Stanley Cup finals will be Edmonton versus Florida. And again, it's been how many years since an NHL team has won the Stanley Cup. So a whole lot of us are rooting for the Edmonton Oilers simply because I cannot get excited about Florida hockey. And I was so happy to see the Dallas Stars getting eliminated because, again, even though I've been in Wisconsin for most of my life now, there's still enough Minnesota roots in me to remember when a business guy named Norm Green lifted the Minnesota North Stars out and took them down to Dallas, and to see them eliminated does my heart a lot of good. Let's see. On social media and on the Up North News website right now, there is a story there about the Packers announcing the start of training camp. And family night dates that are coming up. The Green Bay Packers family night is scheduled for the first Saturday in August.
Training camp will begin a few days earlier here. The first preseason game will be August 9th, hosting the New York Jets. And this all leads up to the first regular season game. 3:25 is the start time on September 7th against the Detroit Lions at Lambeau Field. You can get all these details and more. Head over to upnorthnewswi.com and get the latest on that. Also have the Up North News Daily Newsletter. Should be out by now. Let me take a peek here. Sure enough, Christina Laurie's put it together and helps kick off Pride Month, an annual celebration born of the Stonewall riots. Let's see, approximately 4% of adults living in Wisconsin are part of the LGBTQ community. Wisconsin was the first state to ban discrimination on the basis of sexual orientation. That law was signed by Governor Lee Dreyfus back in 1982. Find out the other ways that Wisconsin has been a leader in diversity and recognizing the humanity and contributions of everybody, including those in the LGBT community. Let's talk for a couple of moments here, and we may bring this up once or twice more during the day, but our attention was called to a story about wake boats. Wake boats are boats that are specially modified to, like they say, give you a larger wake. All boats, once that engine gets going, will put a wake behind it. But these are intentional so you can, you know, wakeboard, water ski, whatever the case may be. And the fact of the matter is there should be rules against this. There are rules against how close a boat can operate to shore, but that was without these modifications. And so between the damage to the shore, the disruption of the water, disrupting other people who are trying to fish, swim, or anything else, the noise and everything, there should be rules. Who should come up with the rules, local or state? Well, right now, locals are trying to do the work because we have a state legislature that is, you know, firmly in the pockets of the people who have the most money. Well, one small Wisconsin town tried to put a ban on wake surfing. Now a lawsuit by a Texas resident and a Florida resident who have property on Birch Lake Island within the town of Scott in Burnett County are suing, trying to get the local ban on wake surfing overturned, saying that the regulation is illegal and unconstitutional. It's there because a growing number of communities are trying to regulate the use of these wake boats over concerns about shoreline erosion, the fish habitat, invasive species that these boats bring in, and things like that. And so it's worth offering this reminder that our lakes and rivers and streams, they don't belong to the property owners, whether you're from out of state or in state. The waters belong to the people, to everyone. So don't be fooled by people telling you the people who live on the lakes get a bigger voice than you. And I say that as somebody who's lived here on Lake Wissota for 30 years. We are all stakeholders in the quality of our lakes and other waters. At the same time, the people who do live alongside our waters have every right to expect that our waters will be used responsibly and not in a way that damages their property or disrupts their lives through noise or trash or water quality. So along come folks from out of state who buy property and believe this gives them a free pass to use our waters while being indifferent to their neighbors and others who use our lakes, and that just ain't so. So who sets the rules for what's allowed and what's good and what's harmful? Well, in a perfect world, the rules would be set by whomever takes care of our waters most responsibly. I can't tell you that state government should give way to local control if some local governments are going to be short-sighted and ruin what they have. I can't tell you local governments should bow to state government if they're going to be helpless to watch the state tell them that they are not allowed to protect what they have from overdevelopment or damaging wakes and so on. Here's what I know. Republicans have controlled the legislature for 14 years. They won that control in 2010, promising to be the party of local control. And since that time, they have proven to simply be the party of control. If they're in control of state government, they want to control any effort by local folks to take care of their resources. It's long past time for the legislature to stand up to local communities and help make sure that the local communities can protect what's theirs and not just sit idly by and watch as local communities rack up huge legal bills fighting these lawsuits. basically, the GOP lawmakers should be saying, if you can afford a boat that big, you can afford to take it somewhere where it'll do less damage. You can probably take it to one of the growing number of man-made lakes people are building just to play with their toys. Go play with your toys over there. Kristen Lyerly's up next after the Midwest Farm Report here on the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm Pat Kreitlow.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, WXCO. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
A new partnership between Microsoft and the National FFA, helping students become more comfortable with artificial intelligence. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Monday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. This new partnership is expanding Farm Beats for Students. That's a program that uses sensors and artificial intelligence to teach precision agriculture. 185 FFA chapters are going to get free classroom kits. Christine White is the chief program officer for the National FFA and says it's a big step forward in agriculture education.
So Farm Beats for Students is an opportunity for young people to get their hands on technology, understand AI, start to see how data plays a role within agriculture. So they have a system that allows them to use sensors to test things like moisture, light, pH, and be able to really diagnose what's happening in the soil or with a plant that they're working with.
Christine White, she is the chief program officer for the National FFA. She said their role in this partnership was to create a curriculum, and they piloted the program last year with students in four states. Now they'll be expanding Farm Beats for Students to all 50 states. Markets are next.
Veltima fungicide outyields the competition by an average of 7 bushels per acre. But you've never been average. The only competition that really matters is you versus you. And with the performance of Veltima fungicide from BASF, you can take your best results even further. Beat your own record. Get every bushel you deserve. And make this your best season yet with Veltima fungicide from BASF. Always read and follow label directions.
Hey, got yield? The Wisconsin Soybean Association is excited to announce the 2025 Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. Highlighting the innovative production practices of Wisconsin soybean growers, the Yield Contest celebrates soybean growers across the state and their dedication to improving their operations. Two winners will be selected from four geographical divisions, with additional awards available. Entry forms must be postmarked by August 31st, so don't wait. For more information, visit wisoybean.org.
On Friday in Chicago, the barrel and black cheese both remained unchanged. AA butter gained 2 cents, $2.47.5 per pound. The June Class 3 milk that goes into cheese was up to $19.19. July up 8 at $19.62. Currently, July corn's unchanged. December new crop down a penny at $4.37. July soybeans are down a nickel. November new crop down 6 cents, $10.21. July wheat currently 5.5 cents higher, $5.39 a bushel. Dow Jones Industrial Average currently down more than 100 points. Just a quick market snapshot for you on a Monday. I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
We are going to have more of that smoky haze in the sky today, otherwise partly cloudy and warm with a high in the mid to upper 80s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy this evening, scattered showers and thunderstorms late tonight, are low in the mid to upper 60s. Tomorrow and tomorrow night, showers and thunderstorms with some heavy rain. Highs tomorrow in the low to mid 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 48.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
We are not perfect here at Civic Media. Far be it. Certainly not perfect at this show. But one thing I can assure you of, our owner that I can see right through this glass right now, Sage Weil, has never once told me what to say and encourages us to speak the truth. And that's why, above all else, I'm proud to work for this company. And along with my colleagues, we will bring you what's really happening out there. And if we get it wrong along the way, we'll admit to that and correct ourselves as well.
Catch The Todd Allbaugh Show at its new time, weekdays 2 to 4 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Matt and Air on Air.
Congressman Mark Pocan is here. Are you planning on going out on the road again, having a couple more town halls?
Yes, no, Claire. Derek and I have been invited by Opportunity Wisconsin, so I'm really looking forward to debating Derek. My guess is it's more likely I will sprout a head full of hair than he will show up. This is important to let people know what's in this bill, because there is a very good reason why Republicans are hiding from town halls.
Catch Matt and Air on Air at its new time, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I'm going to light it up State Street style because I'll be live from Madison. Joining me in studio will be Madison filmmaker Austin Galante and UW Cinematech programmer Ben Reiser.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Welcome back. It's Monday morning. It's June 2nd, which means yesterday was June 1st. You like how I did that? You know, math major I was not. Dr. Kristen Lyerly is here as well. How are you?
It's bike week.
Is it bike week?
It okay. is. It started yesterday, so get it on your wheels. Two, well, three, four, whatever it takes. Let's go.
I mentioned June 1st because June 1st marked the anniversary of the day we bought our house.
Aww.
June 1st, 1995. So as of yesterday, we have owned this place for 30 years.
That was like in the last century.
I know, way back in the 1900s.
Wow.
So it occurred to us, of course, yesterday, last night as we got back home after the trip out west, we're like, we've been here 30 years. Mm-hmm. We were 30 when we bought this place with two little girls and a new puppy. Nothing really to speak of for a lawn, a completely unfinished basement, a couple of scrawny elms, which have grown up and gone away since that time. I mean, and you too, as a homeowner, you were telling me last time you were here, all the mulch that you had to spread. I'm sure you were doing projects this weekend as well.
I love to garden and work in the yard and piddle around the house and do little house projects. So I would go from one room to the next room and say, here's something else I need to do, and pick something else up. And like, it was one of those days where I just felt like I was knocking projects off.
I love those days. You know, we had that the prior weekend where it just felt like, okay, we're going to do this. Now we're going to do this. Going to do this. And mm-hmm. you take in your handiwork afterwards. You're like, this is why we bought a house. This is why you do this.
Yeah.
The place that we thought we were going to be there here 12 years. That would be when the nest was going to be empty, you know. And then up we go and, you know, we'll go see the rest of the world. Well, we've managed to see parts of the world, but this is still definitely the home base for us. Tony writing on YouTube, I bet your house cost a nickel back then. Comparatively, yes.
And you've put a few nickels in since then.
Boy, have we put the nickels in. I mean, honestly, when this was not our first, we look at it now and we laugh about how this was not our first choice of a house. Mm-hmm. And we look now at what we've turned it into. It's like, how did we think that a home on Lake Wissota was like, I guess we'll make do with this. Well, mm-hmm. also at the time, though, as you know, there was a lot of student loan debt going on mm-hmm. after med school. So after that got taken care of, then we could go crazy after that. So you got house projects done. You mentioned bike week. So I'm guessing there was a 100-mile bike ride in there someplace?
No, we're doing a big one next weekend, though. There is a ride in Fond du Lac that pays tribute to a police officer and a fallen police officer. And of course, my partner is a police officer. So that's going to be a really important ride for us to mm-hmm. do.
Okay. It says here on the screen under your name, Dr. Kristen Lyerly, host the Dr. Kristen Lyerly Show.
Oh my gosh.
There must have been a show this weekend.
It was a really good one. So Mimi Gerner and Lynn Meschke joined me to talk about Medicaid. These are women who are Medicaid advocates. They are living this. They understand all the different programs within Medicaid, how it works, and how we are in danger of losing critical services for people who need them the most. And I just want to give a shout out to Jordan Anderson. If you're listening this morning, Jordan.
Yes.
Yes. Jordan shared his personal story. He is a man who lives with a disability, and in his spare time, he does beautiful advocacy work. So thank you, Jordan. Keep up the great work. It's so good to be in this fight with you, my friend.
Oh, my goodness. Love his posts. We love getting the notes from him, the emails. So, yes, thank you, Jordan, for all you do. And if you want to hear back the recent show that Kristen did or any others, well, I can tell you the one she just did. If you go to civicmedia.us on the homepage, the very first thing listed there is this past weekend's episode
of the Dr. Kristen Lierley Show.
You know, it's so fun about looking at that page. When I scroll down, my show is right beneath Charlie Barron's. And it was at that point that my sons realized that I was a big deal.
You have arrived. Oh, that's funny. Yes, Charlie Barron's also heard on the weekends here. But yeah, there you look at that right there by the Cripescast podcast. Mm-hmm. That's fun. Civicmedia.us. Made it, boys. Very nice. I texted you over the weekend as I was traveling. This was not one of those times where we went to Idaho driving all the way, which is a gorgeous drive through North Dakota, Montana, through the prairies and then the mountains and through Yellowstone and all that. This time we flew to Salt Lake City, which is also gorgeous, and we made a three-hour drive from there. And it was just wonderful. Love the drives out there. We just love road trips overall. And at one point I texted you because as I was looking through things that people had sent out, there was, from Selena Heller, who will join us later. She wanted to call out a campaign ad from somebody who was getting in the race in South Carolina to run against Senator Lindsey Graham next year, a pediatrician by the name of Dr. Annie Andrews. And it was a really good ad. And I, of course, sent you that note going, hey, have you seen this? And, of course, your response was,
This has been a really hard secret to keep. Well, I tried to recruit Annie. We go way back, and I tried to recruit her to do some physician advocacy work. And about 2 months ago, she said, Kristen, I can't commit because I'm going to run for U.S. Senate against Lindsey Graham. Wow. And I was like, oh, my gosh. And then to see her ad, which is hilarious and so on point. At one point, she shows an X-ray of a kid. She's a pediatrician. An X-ray of a kid's belly. Mm-hmm. And it is what we call FOS. There's a lot of poop in there. He's constipated. And she compares this kid's X-ray with Lindsey Graham.
This kid is literally full of something. And so is Lindsey Graham. It was great. It was refreshing. It was real. And I say this because we both have run for Congress and lost. I look back at your commercials and go, really? How did people not go with this? You know? And I can say that because I get forever to look around and go, I lost to Sean Duffy? Really? Okay. And so Annie Andrews, you know, she might beat Lindsey Graham. She might not. But I just know from watching her ads and your ads, this is exactly what we need more of. You don't win every race, but we need people getting into it. You could still be just a very private practicing physician, and yet, you know, you've gone from running to advocating to leading, you know, at the national level, medical groups like, you know, the American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists. And all that pales in comparison because now you got a radio show that's compared to Charlie Barron's. So, you know. We need more people getting involved. And you did
it. We were at the Brown County Dems Spring Fling last night, which is a big fundraiser for Brown County Dems. And you wouldn't believe the enthusiasm. People are stepping up. They're wanting to run for office. Usually a year from now, we're begging people to run for office. And people are like, I want to be part of it. I want to make phone calls. I want to knock on doors. I want to use my talent. People want to get involved because things are feeling really ugly and hard, and that is a great outlet to use your energy for the greater good.
Oh, without a doubt. So anybody that has any questions, if you have even the slightest inkling of running for something, and it doesn't have to be Congress or even the legislature, it can be, you know, the next time there's an opening on your school board or county board.
Yes.
Know, reach out. And folks, there are so many folks out there who want to help you one way or the other. Because, again, I'm sorry, go ahead, Kristen.
I want to help. Find me, Dr. Kristen Lierley. I'm on all the socials. Reach out to me. I will help you. I will get you connected. There's so much good stuff. And your talent matters. There's a place for everybody here.
There you go. Tony on YouTube. I've been begging Pat to run for governor, and this punk keeps refusing. Yeah, there's a reason for that. Look, there are all kinds of good people who should be running for things because, again, somehow the goofballs manage to get in. Mm-hmm. And that takes us to Robert Kennedy Jr. And this latest thing about his Make America Healthy Again report. It was a report that he and the White House put out, and it talked about all these problems in American health and the things they want to do about it. And it seems like if a report comes out of the White House or if a study comes out about American health, it should be worth the paper it's printed on. It shouldn't be fake. And there is so much fakery in here that I don't know this for sure, but it has the look of something that they trusted AI to put together, which included making up citations to other studies that don't exist, Kristen.
This is a problem that I see all the time because I'm a physician who is trained in science and spent a lot of time talking about evidence and data and truth. And for doctors to be able to talk about politics, it's really hard because we get sucked down this rabbit hole of being able to prove every little bit of it. We're obligated to that. Robert F. Kennedy is doing exactly the opposite. He is just saying whatever serves him. I mean, this link between autism and vaccines has been disproven over and over and over again. And I bet you, dollars to donuts, he is going to prove that link is valid come September with fake news and fake data because they just don't care. And this report proves it. This stuff is just, it's based in garbage. It's not even real, but it kind of doesn't matter because people believe it anyway. The level of propaganda is just, I just can't even.
In a normal time, which was up until, Trumpism came along, up until then, putting out a report like this, never mind that it was publicly put out by Robert Kennedy Jr. and the Trump White House, it would have led to multiple resignations. Mm-hmm. I mean, from the get-go, the moment a report came out with fake information, but because it's put out by the people who refer to real news outlets as fake news, we're now in this up is down, down is up, Alice in Wonderland world, where if the people who are screaming fake news now put out fake studies, people go, oh yeah, these are the people that called out the fake news, which isn't fake.
And we're demonizing people who actually have real news and evidence mm-hmm. and data and good intentions and want to take care of you and make sure that you have great information to base your healthcare decisions on.
And it gets me to another quandary that we have in Trumpism. And that is, again, you don't gain anything by calling certain people stupid, especially those people who might, vote for some people. And yet, this putting out a fake report is stupid. It is the pinnacle of stupidity to have incompetent people leading our government. And that's all you can do. If anybody else wants to connect the dots, you connect the dots. They've had a lot of money. They can run a lot of political ads. You can fool a lot of the people some of the time. I'm just telling you, putting out a report like this when you're in a position of trust as an elected official is the very pinnacle of stupidity. And so it makes it so outrageous. And I'm glad you used the word propaganda, because when you use fake information as a government source, that's propaganda. That's the very definition of fascism that people ought to be alarmed about.
Yeah, it makes me so angry because people are vulnerable and they think this is real. And these leaders are taking advantage of people, and it's hurting us as individuals and within communities. And as a physician, I talk with these people in my office, and I hear their stories, and they feel bad. They feel bad, and they're hurt.
So we have to keep putting the facts out there and calling out garbage like this. And that's exactly what it is. Selena Heller, Up North News reporter, is going to be along in a bit. And today's history lesson is next, as we always do, mornings, Up North and Live here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Sign up for our newsletters. Head over to upnorthnewswi.com. Click newsletter in the top banner to be a subscriber. Back right after this.
As Wisconsin as a fish fry on a Friday night, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. Dismantling the IRA and other federal clean energy incentives will add a half a gigaton of greenhouse gas emissions by 2030. That's according to modeling from Princeton University. House Republicans passed aggressive cuts to clean energy incentives in their latest budget. The Senate is now considering the bill. The Public Service Commission of Wisconsin has given the green light for a major build-out of fossil fuel-burning power plants in Wisconsin. We Energies wants to build new gas plants and operate them for 30 years, largely to meet the needs of Microsoft's new AI data center. It's turtle nesting season, and the DNR is asking drivers to slow down on roads near wet areas, lakes, and rivers. Wisconsin's 11 turtle species lay eggs from late May through June, when you can often see them along roads and in yards. You can help keep them safe by being alert when driving through their habitat. For a deep dive into environmental issues, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
An unsuspecting driver at a gas station in Wisconsin.
Welcome, Pump 15. How you doing?
Great.
Were you wearing your seatbelt today?
I never wear my seatbelt.
We're going to get him. We're going to get him real good.
Oh, my goodness.
Hello, sir. How you doing?
Dollar driver. It takes 1 second to strap a seatbelt on. Well, let's do this. Let's do it together. Now, don't that feel better?
Donald Driver can't always be there to remind you.
Click it or ticket.
And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways.
And I should have recognized your voice when you're harassing
me. I'm watching you.
Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. We are in a rare moment right now in Wisconsin politics. Why, you ask? Well, it's because we are not actively in the middle of a campaign cycle. It's been more than 6 weeks now since any of us have seen a campaign ad. It's been pretty nice, hasn't it? The moment we're in is as close as we're going to get to a political off-season here in Wisconsin. And we need to take advantage of this moment by taking action to improve our democracy. That means taking steps to address money in politics, cleaning up some issues with election administration, and creating a long-term plan for nonpartisan redistricting. In some cases, we can't make these kinds of changes in the middle of a campaign, so we need to be thinking about what we can do now. There's a lot both parties can agree on here, too. So let's make some moves this offseason, Wisconsin. Seize this moment to make a better, stronger, more inclusive democracy.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
When we got our home appraised, we felt robbed. Compared to a similar home right around the corner, our appraisal was $80,000 less.
Latino and Black homeowners are about twice as likely as white homeowners to get low appraisals. If you believe your home has been unfairly appraised because of race or national origin, contact HUD at hud.gov/fairhousing. That's hud.gov/fairhousing. Everyone has a right to fair housing. A public service message from HUD in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
Connecting audiences, powering brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise.
Welcome to Pat and Kristen's Dance Party on this Monday morning, June 2nd, 2025. Today's history lesson kicks off with Whitney Houston, who on this day in 1987 released her second album, Whitney. I Want to Dance with Somebody was the big hit off of that. I'm trying not to make this a morbid thing, but that's actually somewhere on our funeral list. A lot of people for their list would be like, you know, have these hymns or all these other sad songs or whatever. It's like, no, that one is like, it so says where we were in the late 80s as far as just going out dancing all the time. And this was a big part of that one, was Whitney's I Want to Dance with Somebody.
I can just picture you and Sherry sitting on the deck having this conversation and making your funeral playlist.
No, we didn't. I have not actually done that. No. Nope. I've thought about that going, you know, if you ever did, that would be a thing. Because you would want to remember the fun stuff like that. And for us, it was dancing all the time at Shenanigans on Water Street or at Trader and Trapper, here's another girl who did a lot of dancing at Trader and Trapper and Shenanigans.
One
Selena Heller reporting in from Eau Claire now. What do you mean, no?
Oh, my heavens. I just watched.
You just watched?
Well, I mean, maybe a time or two, but.
Oh, come on.
That was her alter ego that was dancing all night long.
Yes, that was
Selena
Sabrina.
Sellers.
That was Sabrina. Yeah, Sabrina was out there dancing, not Selena.
Yeah, I did. We went in character once out on Water Street. I went as a, what was I? A nun or no, a pregnant person. Oh my gosh.
We had you don't know the difference between had a nun and a pregnant person?
I don't remember who I was. We had a nun dressed up and I was I the pregnant person? I don't remember, or I don't know. And so we had to stay in character. No, another girl was a pregnant person. And so she was like drinking and she got, it was good because people got on her, but.
I'm starting to think maybe you should have been on Water Street more often as yourself.
Not in character.
Maybe not in character.
You're always in character.
Yes. That's true. Well, before we leave the dance music, Kristen, did you have a favorite place to go out and do some dancing in college or med school?
Oh, it was called Lindsay's, and then I named my son after it.
Does he know that?
What?
No, oh it's a coincidence. Gosh. I didn't actually name him after the club, but
yeah, Lindsay, that's just exactly what we're saying.
That's what I tell my college friends.
Yep. Oh, that's funny. All right, let's get away from the dance music. Let's tell you about the number one song this day in 1962 was by Ray Charles.
I've made up my mind.
Dana Carvey is 70 years old today. Wayne Brady is 53 today. It was on this day in 1953 that the coronation of Queen Elizabeth at Westminster Abbey became the first British coronation and one of the first major international events to be televised. The number one song this day in 1973 was by Paul McCartney and Wings. Here they come now.
And when the cupboard's bare, I love some Paul McCartney.
Oh, yeah. Nothing but silly love songs from this guy. It was from the group's second album, Red Rose Speedway, which was the number one album this week as well in 1973. The late Charlie Watts, drummer for the Rolling Stones, was born this day in 1941, passed away in 2021. The number one song this week in 1979 was by Donna Summer.
Oh yeah, Monday, here
now,
we go.
Now we're back on the dance floor again.
I guess.
I'm still waiting for Sabrina over here to have better recollections of where she did her dancing, but... was just too good of a student, I guess.
The pickle? I don't know.
hard to believe that we're not talking about the pickle on Water Street this early in the morning.
I didn't.
Finally, this week in 2002, it's now been 23 years since Eminem topped the album charts with his fourth studio album, The Eminem Show.
So the FCC won't let me be, or let me be me, so let me see, they try to shut me down.
And that's really about all we can play from that song right there. We need to stop it right there before we get in any trouble with the FCC, as mentioned in the song. Yes. Let's see on the National Day calendar today. This is Rocky Road Day. Any Rocky Road ice cream lovers out there?
No, not at all.
Not a thing on nuts and the ice cream. No, this is Rotisserie Chicken Day. I do love a good rotisserie chicken. That's some good stuff.
Those this are is good.
American Indian Citizenship Day and National First Ladies Day, when we remember all the wives who have served as first ladies to presidents over the years here in this country. So, Selena, let's see. We were talking about house stuff earlier. Was that part of your weekend as well, or were you able to get out and about?
Oh, both. Let's see. I planted flowers finally, so that was good. A little behind on flowers. We did the doll and pet parade. Whiskers was in a parade.
Whiskers.
I think it was the fifth or sixth year in the parade. He's a big hit because usually people bring dogs to the doll and pet parade here in Eau Claire, but Whiskers is usually the only cat.
And Whiskers is on a leash.
I hold Whiskers, and we have a pet stroller, of course. So.
A pet stroller. Okay. Mm-hmm. I didn't realize the doll and pet parade was still a thing in Eau Claire.
It is. The Kiwanis Club took it over. It was the Water Street Merchants forever and ever and ever and ever and ever. And then it was moved to a park. And then so we just walk in the park, and it was a really nice morning. And they have a theme every year, so we dressed up circus this year. It was I was a clown.
You were a clown. And
Whiskers or were you a pregnant nun?
Not a, or a pregnant nun.
Not for the doll and pup parade.
that might, yeah, I can see where that might be a problem. So much more ahead. Celine is going to tell us one of the stories she's worked on the past few days. That includes hearing from Senator Tammy Baldwin during an event here in the Chippewa Valley. All coming up in the next hour of our program live here on the Civic Media Radio Network from Lake Wissota. I'm Pat Wrightlow, back after the news.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio.
WXCO 1230 AM, W255DN Wausau.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Police in Boulder, Colorado say an Egyptian national in the U.S. on an expired visa is under arrest after he allegedly lobbed Molotov cocktails into a crowd of demonstrators honoring Israeli hostages in Gaza.
I'm horrified. I mean, I live 5 minutes away, and the fact that this is happening to Jews in my local community makes me scared.
8 people were hurt, 1 critically. Ukraine says a drone attack on Russia took out more than a third of the country's strategic bombers. The BBC's Paul Adams.
What Ukraine did yesterday was to show that even though there is this still enormous numerical disadvantage between the Russian and Ukrainian forces, Ukraine still has cards to play.
Russia and Ukraine meet in Turkey today for peace talks. See